Very good. Can we bow our heads? Father, we just want to thank you for your word. And now that it should manifest and become alive to us, so that we will not question but see the intensity of your plan for these vessels of honor that you have given us. In Jesus' name. You know, this morning was a strange morning for me. It just was not the norm. The norm gets thrown out the window quite often, but today was no exception. He took me to, because that's what I heard, 2 Corinthians 4. So go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I want to confirm your word, Gail. And we're going to touch on verse 16 first. Actually, we're going to do three verses, 16, 17, and 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on the problem and we get real angry and fix everybody's wagons so that we can survive. Well, does your Bible say that?
No?
How many of your feelings say those things? So your Bible, in your emotions, have a little bit of a difference of opinion. Amen? See, I lived for 27 years without ever picking up a Bible, so guess what? What I just read was really my Bible, my book of truth. It ran according to emotions. It ran according to what I thought was right. It ran according to what I felt should be done in order to complete the mission, whatever mission I was on. How many know we all have a mission? Make me happy at whatever cost it is. And if you can't make me happy, I'll get somebody else to do it. Come on, you guys can't. Are you guys all asleep? Wake up!
Just
me. You got blossomed here. Hallelujah. I'm so glad she came today. Okay, let's look at verse 18 again, so maybe your Bible can readjust. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. What is seen is temporary. So whatever you're flowing in is what? Temporary. Your emotions are?
Temporary.
Yeah, but they're real, aren't they? Yeah. It's fine-tuning time. When the Lord began to readjust my thinking, some of it was quite stinking. And I'm not trying to pick on me or any one of you. I'm trying to tell you, human nature has its own dictates. Okay? But the Holy Spirit used St. Paul to awaken the Corinthians and awaken us. That many, many times you're going to find yourself in contradiction with the Word. Because your emotions are used to running and ruling. Now, am I picking on emotions? Absolutely not. What if you didn't have any? Not too swift, right? You need them. You need them to guide your lifestyle. Sometimes they'll lead you in the wrong direction and you'll have to make an adjustment. But I think what we need to be able to see today is that we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is the part of us that is not seen? Our spirit. Who said our spirit? Thank you. You're right on. Your spirit man is real, but it is sometimes weak. Because your spirit, in my case, is younger than my soul, mind, will, and emotions. So my soul has had ascendancy or authority, and it overrules my spirit, and it shoves my better knowledge aside. Can anybody relate? All right. Now, when I began to see the two at war within me, I used to use Romans 7 as a barometer, if you wish, where St. Paul is saying, oh, well, you know, the very things I don't want to do, I end up doing, blah, 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 and it's the truth. But you see, he says there's no condemnation in Romans 8:1, and I shared that with you last week to a degree, and we talked about the reality on Tuesday night that Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation to you and I, period. Because we are in Christ. We are the body of Christ. We're not going to be, we are. We already died with him in our baptism. We rose with him out of what? Out of what? Out of the grave, yes. We have come to life in him. Now, God sees nothing wrong with you and me. But how many know that the natural nature, the human part of me, sees everything wrong? It's constantly picking and picking and picking and picking and picking, and I should have done it right, and you should do it right. And if you don't do it right, I'll straighten you out. Now, that's not my Bible, but it might be yours. And we want to help each other out. And this morning I was listening to Larry Randolph, and I came across the section where he's teaching about the butterfly. Madam had a butterfly on this morning, so I said, yes, Lord, yes, yes, yes. But before the butterfly comes, we have what? Huh? Yeah, and before the cocoon, we have what? A caterpillar. And here he quotes, he says, you know, some Christians are caterpillars. All they do is eat leaves. And they eat and they get fat and don't disturb me because I'm happy. Then he goes, he says, when you enter the pupa level, you're in the cocoon and all darkness all around, and where in the world is God? He's gone, where is he? I mean, he disappeared from sight. I can't feel him. I can't feel anything. And I'm uncomfortable. But then comes the next level. The butterfly's already formed inside that cocoon, and now it has to come out of the cocoon on its own. Tell your neighbor, I don't need any help from you. If you try to help me, you'll kill me. I will never be able to fly. That's proof. Okay, how many Christians want to help their neighbor sometime? Oh, my goodness. Well, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to intercede for them. If you intercede, they will receive the energy from the Holy Ghost from within, and their spiritual muscles will start developing, and they will tear down the cocoon. And when they tear down the cocoon, they're going to be stretching and pushing and shoving. And all the obstacles are going to fall apart. And then they will begin to what? Fly. Yeah! That's the fun part. is to learn that we can do this with His power. Because, you know, the power is already in us. The Holy Spirit has been given to us as a deposit. And the deposit is going to grow if we start, what? Focusing on Him and the unseen. If we focus on only what we see and feel, we will what? What happens when we focus on only what we see and feel?
It grows larger.
Yes, it does. It becomes our focus. Ooh. Oh, if I could only readjust this woman, boy, I'd be all set. If she would only stop picking on me. And guys, the women are saying the same thing about you. Readjusting is not what's needed. It's refocusing on the unseen. If I can refocus on the unseen, which is eternal, what's going to happen to me?
You'll rise above your problem.
And your spirit will have developed another level. And your spiritual muscles will be? Yes. And you will fly higher. And you know, a lot of times what happens is the circumstances of life seem to crush our ability to look at the unseen. Because the more the heaviness around us is visible and tangible, we get angry. Yes? I should have been healed 3 months ago. After all, if God was interested in me and if He really loved me, I would now be walking in total freedom. So, who's really the fault? Who are you blaming? You're blaming the one that's the authority, God. God is looking at you saying, I want to use this for my glory. You know, when Jesus was on that cross, I really believe that there was a moment in His soul where He really had His emotions were ruling and reigning from all the garbage that was laid on Him, which He had no need of, but yet it was the Father's plan to let Him die. And it is also the Father's plan to let our soul die. But we don't want to because we feel maybe it's not the right time just yet. I believe that the Holy Spirit, if we focus on the unseen, will recreate our energy and our ability to refocus, maybe from a different level. And what we were last year is fine, but I believe we're going to be greater in the year ahead. We're going to be stronger in the year ahead. Because again, we have a building process that's been going forward. And as that building process continues to go forward, and our focus is on the unseen, these things that are temporary, what happens to them? They become less important, right? How many notice that self-defense is not as important this year as it was last year? Yeah. I mean, it may not be a great degree, but, you know, defending myself is not always worth it. And it was funny when I picked up the accident report. I noticed that the driver of the other vehicle really lied. And he informed the officer of certain things, and it was totally the opposite of the truth, and he's covering his butt. Okay? How many know we like to cover our butts? If we did it wrong, we don't want anybody to know about it, including ourselves. Okay? His first comment to me when he came to tell me what happened was, Well, there goes my perfect driving record. So who is he focused on, eternal things or natural things? Thank you. Then he actually made the officer put it in the diagram that he was driving behind me, which was a partial truth. He was in a separate lane. Okay? And I wanted to just go over and say to the officer, and the Lord said, no, it's not important. So who wanted to defend? Who wanted to bring justice? Me. Okay? So I walked out of there because the Lord had showed me something else, and I shared that earlier. And he said, just let it go. It's not important. That's okay. So now I get to the insurance agency, and guess what comes out of my mouth? Anybody got a clue what came out first?
There goes your perfect driving life.
No, it was the thought entered. Make sure you tell her that the officer didn't record this accident correctly. And the other driver lied. Why do you think all that came out? It didn't all come out that way, but you understand. What was I focused on? The Lord had already quietly on the drive over there told me it was not important. Who do you think wanted to prove something?
You.
Self, thank you. I gave it a name, Beast. During the feast, you heard a lot about the beast. Called the Antichrist, the anti-anointing. If I can put the blame on somebody else, I'm free. I'm looking good, man, in my own eyes. And boy, that does feel good. Warm fuzzies all over, yes? Is that the butterfly stage?
No.
Where are the fuzzies visible? Caterpillar. Yeah. Going back on munching leaves. That's where I was. Getting comfortable, getting fat, and about feeling good about myself. Doesn't look good for the pastor, does it? And you're following him. Please don't follow me. Follow the one that has the eternal purpose for you. So I finally shut it down. But you know what? The words had still popped out of my mouth. So I'm so perfect, you should definitely follow me, right? I got news for you. I'm related to Peter. I got great ideas, and sometimes they go, what? Have you got Peter sometimes? Yes! I love it. That man you gave me. More than once. Okay, what am I saying to us? If we focus on the eternal, we'll get eternal results. If we focus on the natural, we'll get natural results. Amen? So, you know, it's going to take an effort on our part to readjust whatever we can adjust. Sometimes you may not be able to. If it's already out of the mouth, out of the mouth, it's what?
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. Just forgive yourself. Quickly, get over it. Okay? So I got back in the car, Lord, I'm so sorry. Here I did it again, but now use it for your glory. Use it for your glory. So now I've got to go the next day to talk to the gentleman about having the car repaired. And they're coming tomorrow to give me an estimate. And guess what's the first thing that comes out of my mouth to the guy who... the guy who's going to do the repairs.
The other guy lied.
No, thank God I didn't go there. That was already kind of under the blood. But I said, is it visible that this vehicle was sideswiped? And I heard the words coming out, right? And I said, oh my God, we're defending it from another level. And then I said to him, out of my rearview mirror, I did see him from the other lane coming. And I said, oh no, defense again. I'm telling you the truth, okay? I'm confessing. Why? I want freedom. I want freedom.
You can't help it.
It just...
You said 27 years of your soul in charge. Then after you accepted Christ, how many years do you have the liberation of knowing that your soul shouldn't be in charge?
Well, there you go. Not a pretty picture, but it's the truth. So what am I saying? You've got a journey ahead. Okay? And I want you to laugh with me at the old nature. Because it is losing power. It's losing power. Close your eyes. Say, the old nature. The Antichrist nature in me. It's losing power. Every day it gets weaker.
Every day it gets weaker.
As long as I focus on the eternal. And not on the natural. So I'm thankful. And I'm grateful. That I am an earthen vessel. But the Spirit of God is in me. And it's making me brighter and brighter every day. As His glory shines through. And there's less of me. And more of you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the help I need. And the grace that I need. To focus on the unseen. Because all this temporary stuff is passing away. Hallelujah. I'm not what the world says I am. I'm not what I say sometimes that I am. Because it's bouncing out of my mouth. Trying to destroy that mighty eagle that God is forming inside of me. I am what God says I am. And today, I'm stepping into my end time destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Finish the good work, Lord. Because I want it finished. Amen?
Amen?
That's enough.
I have a price with you.
Go for it, girl.
I was pissed off this week.
Yep.
God showed me tonight, today on the floor, that it was because I wanted her to respond the way I wanted her to respond.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. James chapter 4 says, when we humble ourselves and we submit, the Lord will be with us. Yes.
And what did you preach on Tuesday? There is no condemnation.
That's right. So there's no condemnation to me. I'm not taking on condemnation. However, if I learn from the experience, I've got another notch in what? If I've learned from this experience, what happens?
Another level
goes up. My wings are getting stronger. My spirit creality is really something that I can grow up into. And it gives me courage for the next one.